Yes. Okay. Oh, you can't hear it. All right. Okay. Good morning.
Good
Good morning.
morning.
Much love, dear ones. Today we are going to have the theme. We're going to continue on. This is going to be called Planes of Vibrations and Frequencies. So this is kind of just moving more along with what we've been up to. Okay, so let's begin by taking a breath and relaxing and letting out the breath. And let that out breath bring a relaxing calm to the body, just letting go. And rest in the reality of your own being, recognizing that there is one essence and one life, and that infinite reality is being. It is the being that you are. See clearly that you are not separate from life, but that you are life itself. In its fullness and in its completeness. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness and vibration, unfolding manifestation. Life is, being is, love is, and all is perfect. Let us listen from the heart. And discover the real, that there is but one presence, you as eternal spirit. You are the wholeness, you are the completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart and be still. So I'd like to read a little thing here from Hermes Trismegistus. I can't pronounce the last part. And in the degree that man realizes the existence of the indwelling spirit emanate within his being, so will he rise in the spiritual scale of life. This is what spiritual development means, the recognition, the realization, and manifestation of the spirit within us. Hermes. Okay, we've been talking about vibrations and now we're going to add in frequencies. Okay. Now, what we want to remember is that the what is not a person, but is always about consciousness experiencing itself as consciousness. Okay, so today, as in each Sunday, we're not talking about persons here. We are talking about individualization of consciousness, your being, consciousness. Okay. And this consciousness experiencing itself as consciousness is always taking place through vibrations and frequencies on planes of consciousness. That sounds like a lot, but let's hang in there. So, we are meant to rise up in these frequencies. Okay. Now, we might not know that when we, individualized consciousness, are brought to a spiritual quest, but that is what we are to do. Okay, that spiritual spark of the absolute in us is meant to be recognized as the flame of life. Okay. So we're going to have a lots more to ponder and to work with after today. So hang on. Okay. So for today, we will be using the terms three planes: the physical plane, the mental plane, and the spiritual plane. We're going to touch on those today. Okay. Now, first, we're going to start with the recognition that everything is in vibration, everything is in motion. Okay. And many of that which is in vibration, with recognizable frequencies, like radio waves or frequencies of a bell ringing, or the frequency of a crystal ball. We're familiar with recognized frequencies. Okay. But there isn't anything in existence that is not in movement. Okay. From the mass that we can see to all of what we cannot see, which includes thoughts and feelings. Everything, when we say everything, we mean everything is in motion. Everything is vibrating, including your words, your thoughts, and feelings. Yeah. Those are not just static things that seem to happen. They are in motion. They have a vibration and they have a frequency. Okay. So we cannot always see that vibration, but we know that it's there. Science tells us that those vibrations are there. I can't see the vibration of the earth, but it has a frequency. So we can recognize that the frequency of anything is the measurement of the vibration. But we're not going to get into the waves. We're not going to get into harmonics. We're not going to get in any of that. We are just sticking simply with the terms vibration and frequency. So, and that is because those atoms, they never stop moving. They might slow down, they might speed up, but they never stop. No matter what the object is, those atoms do not stop moving. Even the atoms and the gases that we breathe, that we call air. Okay, this air is in a vibrational motion as well. And another point that we're going to have to take up is that we're going to have to start suspending our belief in a linear process of life. We're going to have to begin suspending our belief in a linear process of life. No matter our beliefs and no matter our conditioning, life does not unfold in a straight line from beginning to end. It just doesn't. That's what we're familiar with. That's what we've been taught. That's what it seems like when observed from a certain point of understanding. But that is not what is going on. So we need to take that step and begin to ponder. Life isn't running smoothly from point A to point B. Okay? It is all over the place. Because there are always the overlapping and underlying dimensions and planes. So it's not that what you're familiar with is static like a photograph picture. What you're familiar with in and of that self has levels and dimensions within what you are familiar with, but you're just not seeing the whole picture. Okay? So those planes and those dimensions are all here right now as we speak. And that's what we're going to take up today, is the reality that life, that the all is right here, right now. Everything is existing simultaneously. Everything already is in its vibrational state. See? Everything is existing simultaneously. Everything already is in its vibrational state. It is out from the vibrational state that we call into visible manifestation. We're going to get there. Okay. So we're suspending our beliefs in a linear process of life. We are looking a little higher, that everything exists right now, and that there are planes and levels of vibrations all taking place right now. Whether I can see it, hear it, touch it, taste it, smell it, or not, it is all happening now. So life, instead of being linear, is more of an upward progression, going from a lower frequency or vibration to a higher frequency. So I want us to kind of get in with an upward motion of life rather than a linear point A to point B. Okay. So, as you may already know, the physical plane is at a lower frequency and a lower vibration than is the mental and the spiritual. Okay. So the physical plane is at the lower end of the spectrum in frequency, and spirit being at the higher spectrum of vibration. Okay. Okay. We all together so far? Okay. So, since we are stating that all is here right now, throughout all the dimensions of life, then what we call the past and the future is also here right now. Now, those are just labels, past and future. It's not a time element that we're speaking of. It is memories of past and projections for future. Those thoughts, feelings, sensations, and emotions are all vibrating in your thoughts now. So when we're thinking of the past, there's a vibration to those memories, to those sensations, and we bring that now. And also when we are here in this particular state of awareness, we are also thinking of future things, maybe worries or frustrations about future. So that future is here right now in the vibration that you are emanating in regards to belief systems. Are you following that? Are we together on that? Because it's kind of important. If you are right in this moment, in your state of awareness and understanding, and your projections for the future, say tomorrow, next week, I have to do this, or this is going to take place. I'm so worried. Maybe this isn't going to go well, or someone's going to get upset with things I need to say. Those vibrations are now. You will experience those vibrations now, the feelings or the fear or the anxiety. So that future that you are projecting, you are experiencing it now. And the same with the past. When we call to memory past experiences or past loves or past struggles, we bring those vibrations now. We experience that now. So everything is taking place simultaneously. But we're going to know how to change those. So, okay. Stay in the heart, remembering that everything is one. Past, whatever I call past, whatever I call future, whatever I call now, all is one. The same presence, the same essence. So, we wake up one day and find ourselves in a third dimensional realm and are pretty much programmed into the belief that this is all that there is. I was born into this third dimension. I recognize it. I live it. I struggle with it. I fear of it. So I'm here in this third dimension of objects and scenes. I must say, I did grow up with the belief that this was all that there was. Okay. So at that point, our individual frequencies are lower. Our vibrations are lower because we are ignorant of who we are. Okay. So the vibrations are often of a negative nature. And the believing in separation is a low vibration. So we have all of this going on just because of how we were taught that this is the third dimension and this is where you stay and this is all that there is. Okay. So we could say that we really are here to wake up from that idea of separation into the reality of what life really is. Because at that point, we don't know what life is. We think it's a struggle most of the time. Okay? So this idea of separation is what the material plane seems to be all about. There's a density in the third dimensional plane that can allow for the seeing of what appears to be solid objects, which we all know that is an illusion, because just by looking under the microscope, we can see that no solid object is really solid. It has a very low vibration, and it gives the illusion of solidity, but it isn't. So here the atoms don't move so much. That's why things feel solid to the touch, that the atoms are not in a high state of vibration. They're kind of low key here. So keep there in mind, though, that all the planes are here right now. They're not separated objects. It's not like, okay, here I am in the third dimension, the material plane. And then over there somewhere is the material, the mental plane, and then someplace around is the spiritual. No, they are all here. Okay? So we're going to look at these as we've been looking at polarities. So you have this polarity, say, of vibration. So we have the rod and we have a golden ring on it that slides back. And at one end of that polarity is the heaviest, lowest frequency. And the other end of that spectrum on the same polarity of life is the highest vibration of the God presence, yourself, your being. But it's all there in that same and in the polarity like we've been speaking of. So I don't want you to get the idea that I've got to go from this plane to the next plane in some kind of sequential order, and where's the schedule and how do I follow the schedule in order to get from here to there to there. No, it is all here right now. And that's what you have to remember. It is all here right now. Okay. Right now, with this body sitting on this chair, the whole of life is present right now. Okay. So in this material plane, in accord with the vibration and the frequency, okay, we seem to struggle. And in this lower energy, we tend to view others as being good or bad or somewhere in between. We see ourselves as a body because of its familiarity and as the mind. And we see separation everywhere. It's the vibration. Okay. So,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
I ask a question?
Yes.
When you say we see separation everywhere, do you mean because everything, every person, etc., is vibrating at a different level? Is that where the separation is?
No, the separation is in our vibration. It's where are we in our understanding of who we are? Because as we understand who we are, we automatically know who, quote, others, end quote, are.
Okay.
Yeah. So we see it in accord with our vibrations.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why we watch mind. That's why we watch thoughts. That's why we learn to listen from the heart. This is all in raising into another vibration. Okay. So we recognize that there is more to this than what meets the eye. So how do we rise out of this plane? How do we rise out of the struggle, the belief systems of separation, the belief systems of being a body and a mind, and the belief systems of aging and diseases? And how do we rise from that plane? Well, just as you've been doing it. Okay. Something sparks in us. Okay. And we begin to look for a different way. Out of suffering, out of sadness, out of unhappiness. Okay. And we might even think that we are doing it or there is a person doing this. And again, keep remembering, no, that is not so. There is no person at a lower vibration or a higher vibration. Keep remembering, all is consciousness. No persons. No persons. It is always consciousness looking to know itself. Not a person seeking to know consciousness. No. Consciousness looking to know itself. The material plane says, I am person. And it seems to do its best to keep me there. Okay. So recognize when you're thinking that there is a you or a me, they're doing something. No, wait. It's all consciousness. It's all consciousness. Okay. And again, through the sincere looking, through devotion to embracing the self, the individualized consciousness is called, so to say, to wake up. And in accepting that, in doing those practices, in being party to that, is that vibration is of separation is being left behind. Okay, that vibration is fading. Well, not fading, it's giving way to the higher vibration. Okay. So we rise into that higher frequency. And we might encounter books or groups or what we call others who are on a higher vibration that help lift us up into the higher vibration that they have risen to. Okay. And it is through this transformation of vibrations that the outer picture begins to change. This outer picture is all based on the vibration frequencies that we are holding as belief systems. So as that begins to crumble and we rise to a higher seeing or a higher vibration, all clear seeing is a vibration, and we rise in that, then the outer picture actually begins to change as well. That veil of separation, that belief system of separation, it begins to dissolve. All right. So again, I want us to be sure that we look at the levels or the planes as degrees of vibration along that polarity of life. I want to make sure we've got that we don't think of them as little separate pockets that we have to attain or get to. It's all here, all of it, right now. Okay. So at the very base, low end of that spectrum would be your lowest level of the material plane. And then sliding that gold ring towards the other is your highest spiritual, natural self. And that is here right now. Okay. So try to vision these different planes in that way as just different degrees along those polar that polarity of life. Okay. So close your eyes, take a breath, and just imagine the three planes rising up before you, a physical plane, the mental plane, and the spiritual. And just kind of try to let them all be merged and flowing. Okay? Not so much separate. They're not carved in concrete. These are ways of expressing something that's difficult to express. Okay. So here Mary is on the material plane. Okay. And one day something takes place. And she starts to look inward or upward. Okay. As in the thought that was there, that there has to be something more than what I am knowing and feeling and seeing. There has to be something more than this. So that thought was a conscious beginning of an upward motion. Okay? Then the books, they fall off the shelves at you, and you meet folks that you never even knew existed that were of a metaphysical nature and got moved to a better position at work, which gave more time for study, for learning meditation, more time for reading. All of this just started to like tumble out into the experience. So, all kinds of things was taking place to help perpetuate this longing. Now, that thought, that conscious statement that there has to be something better, that was the reaching out, if you will, into what was more than that. Okay, there has to be something more. There has so that was like the reaching out into a higher vibration, asking for whatever that more was. Okay. So nothing there happened that was planned, wasn't sought after, wasn't agonized over. It was just a simple, sincere statement. Okay. But something set this individualized consciousness in the vibration of the conscious flow of transmutation. Something set this individualized consciousness in a higher vibration of the conscious flow of transmutation. Quick note, I say conscious flow because everything is always in the ongoing state of transmutation. Everything from the lowest spectrum of the material vibration up to before the beyond. Okay, so it's all in a state of transmutation, but not always recognized, not always conscious of it taking place. Okay, so it's all ongoing, but most are not conscious of it, and then there are those of us that are conscious of it. Yay, yay team. Okay.
Mary,
Yes, Pig.
sorry to keep
No,
interrupting.
this is good. I want us to be on the same page.
Thank you. You said something intrigued Mary, or came to Mary to see that there's something more. Where did that come from?
Well, obviously, it came from my own being.
Okay, came from your own being, so why did it come from you and maybe not somebody else?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I did.
All right.
I don't know why that took off within this individualized consciousness, that there was the suffering and to that point where you just can't take it anymore, and there was a sincerity there of help, but why that happens for one and not another, I'm sorry, love, I just don't know.
Trying to understand,
Okay.
the process. or
Right.
better, how it happens to some, maybe not to others. And
But an understanding that that vibration, that transmutation is taking place with that individualized consciousness, whether they know it or not.
okay.
Okay. Some of us maybe become fortunate enough to know it consciously of what's going on, but that activity is part of life. So that's continuously ongoing. And again, whether they recognize it yet or not is not for us to say, but it is taking place at their level of understanding. Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, as in my little note, I said there the this individualization became conscious of it. Okay. But everything is always in an ongoing state of transmutation. Whether it's recognized or not, it's going on. Okay. So at that vibration, at that level right there, there was a sense that the mind was not the all in all of all truth. Okay, so that took place at a vibration. Okay, so there then came meditations and Tai Chi and time spent out in nature, walking and just enjoying the beauty and being still in that. That all started to take place at this different level of vibration. And there was the turning within, the looking, the contemplation. And again, it's not a real choice, but the effects of this upward vibration. That's how it seemed. Okay. And there was the keeping the eye on thoughts and learning not to follow where they were trying to lead me anymore. And those things started taking place, you know. But it's all part of the energy of just a little higher vibration. Okay. So the mental plane, it has numerous degrees of knowing, just as the physical plane and the spiritual plane. So at that point, mind was becoming a bit more clarified. Okay, I was watching the thoughts like clouds passing by. I was seeing that the thoughts were like records repeating themselves, and that they led to pretty much no good. So there was that clarity going on in seeing more clearly at this point here. Okay. So the mind wasn't running down that rabbit hole quite as often as it had before. Yeah. So, and again, there was more meditation, learning to take it deeper and learning to step out of the old beliefs, recognizing when they were starting to play their game and stepping out of them. And then beginning to see how the mental plane is where we create our world and how manifestations take place. This all became more into view and how things were happening that now made sense, where before I just thought it was, you know, you were lucky or unlucky and that's how your life was going to go. But now I could see from this understanding those how manifestations take place. Okay. And also to see how it can use the mind in higher ways instead of allowing the mind in its old habits to use us. Okay. So that's how we can see the transmutation of mind. And if you were to sit down and contemplate this, you would probably see there yourself that rising through different vibrations to where you are now. Okay. You could actually see the transmutation of consciousness taking place if we just sit down and kind of review. Okay. So gratitude, forgiveness, compassion, love. These are all natural to awareness. And we see that clearly when the thoughts are like kind of like deprogrammed, like they don't have the punch that they used to. Okay. And that takes place because you are rising up. Consciousness rising back to realization of itself as the absolute presence. So all of this is taking place. Sometimes we may be aware of it and sometimes not. Okay. So it is at all levels of consciousness that we manifest the experiences. Okay. And that is from the heaviest or the lowest vibrations at the lower end of the physical polarity to the higher of our self, which is the spirit, which is life, which is one. But the thing of it is, when we rise in vibrations, the manifestations are then by design rather than coming out of our ignorance. It's like a whole new ballpark. It's like learning how to play the game, if you will. Game of manifestation. So we can see that a little bit more clearly as we give up some of those old belief habits and patterns and watch the thoughts and recognize that they're not always our best friend. So we rise in realization, and those who are before us, they help us. They reach a hand down, a helping hand. And it is what we are to do with those who are coming after us, is to be a help to them. And we help them by living from the heart, by seeing when duality is tricking us into separation and not going there, and taking a rest of silence in the heart. We help them by when we see what we normally call others as being the very beautiful divine presence that is myself. That's how we help them, by living from our heart and not the head. What you are, that whole polarity of life is here right now. You are actually in presence as the lowest vibration and the highest vibration in this very moment. We are now choosing to head towards the full knowingness of our own being as the pure presence. So it's when we realize what we are, the spirit, that we rise up that vibrational ladder of life, so to speak. But we're always manifesting. That's the nature. Okay. But again, it is in this transmutation that we manifest of our higher and higher spirit rather than from the finite mind. And we do that by knowing what we are. I hope that wasn't too confusing. So we have time for comments and questions now. But we'll be going on with this, so it'll become clearer. If
no,
it's
I don't think it was confusing at all.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
It was beautiful. It was like almost like a mathematical equation. Two follows one, three follows.
Math is beautiful.
And the fact that you're saying that everything is present right now helps me kind of out when I'm going through confrontations with people to remember that there's not this separation here. There's
right.
just different vibrations, right? And to stay in the higher vibration, like you said, of knowing from the heart, forgiveness, compassion.
Right.
I can, not to go in the past, but I can look at my own life like 30 years ago where I was vibrating at really low vibration. And now I look at it and say, how could I have caught on, been like that? So I think that also having that realization helps me when I'm connecting with other people. Not to make a judgment call, especially that we can choose at any particular time where to go. I don't need to be in the mind to figure this out.
Correct.
I got to go up higher. Let whatever is taking place reveal itself. Which
Beautiful.
Can be entirely different than anything my mind is telling me is happening.
Right.
But the mind jumps in there as like the judge in a court. This is a victim. It's almost automatic.
Yeah, life doesn't have a judge. So, yeah, but those two quiet down.
Mm-hmm.
They do quiet down. Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, love.
I have one other question, Mary.
Yes, love.
This is regards to just reading the news. Is that something that is even necessary? If because I find myself, I do a lot of news reading, and getting into this side is good, that side's not good. I don't want to become like totally isolated and unaware of what's going on. But I find that It's almost like a distraction or a like taking.
Can you view the news from your heart and not your head?
I don't know. Good question.
Because it can be a helpful way of helping healing. If you can watch it from your heart and know that it doesn't matter whatever is going on in the pictures or in the words, there is still only one present here, and that presence is love, absolute. Now, does that mean I'm going to let somebody come up and beat me up or kick me in the behind? No, no. But I can certainly recognize that the images on the news are not what's really there. What's really there is what is, which is the presence. Again, like you say, 30 years ago, how could I have been like that? Because you didn't know. You didn't know who you were. The same, I could say the very same words. How in the hell could I have done that? You know, I didn't know who I was. And it is the same in these pictures that we see on the news. They don't know who they are. And it's no fault of theirs, just like it was no fault of ours 30 years ago. We just didn't know. Through no fault of our own, we just didn't know. It is the same for them. They don't know.
Well, one other thing, Mary, and then I'll stop. You know, making a phone call to some place, you get an English selection and you get another selection of a language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to myself, why aren't all the selections of languages given here?
You'd be on the phone probably all day waiting to get to your selection.
No,
if it happened to be maybe Swahili or something.
But why just those two?
Because those are the two most prominent languages that are going on. Yeah. Especially here in Orlando. It's
Okay,
beautiful.
Thank you.
I get to practice. But do you
Mary?
see that about, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, love.
Mary, I really appreciated this today. At first, I was kind of resisting. My mind was resisting.
Right.
And
right.
then all of a sudden, I let go. Something cut me off, so I was off for a while. But
yeah.
I got back. But last night, and I kind of am hesitating to share this, but it feels like I should share it. Because it felt like last night my two worlds collided. It was like, I don't want to go into all the details, but it was like I saw how I've been living out of this interpretation of my family and how I've judged them. And last night I came home and I had been with them and it was just like this heartfelt being together. It was so huge, this love. And then I came home and I just kind of beat myself up because I've judged them so hard. And I hear what you're, it felt like these worlds kind of merged, this love and this false self. And I'm hearing that all I have to do is keep resting in that love. It's almost like I don't know. It was this
Well,
huge thing.
you're resting in your true being.
Yes.
Your true being is the very presence, the vibration of love.
And
That is your true
the true
being.
being isn't judging me.
Correct. There's
That
nothing to,
mind came
there's no
back.
one to judge. It's a false assumption that there is a person there to judge or be judged. That's a false
Yeah.
assumption. It doesn't
That's
exist.
where that's
That's
that that's what caused all the problem.
mind playing.
Mind was
Mind
just
allowed to
jumping in
play
on love.
in traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mind allowed to play in traffic. And every time you get hurt, when we let it do that.
That's wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad for this today. I couldn't see it clearly at all. I kept going back and forth. It wasn't making sense to me.
But the beauty is beginning to see in an expansive way that everything is here right now. Everything is in existence simultaneously right now in this moment. Nothing is missing. Nothing has been left out. Everything is here right now.
Oh, and my mind was also telling me that I can't feel this love. It's too much. This is baloney. Oh, I was really under some hypnotic thing last night. Whoop.
Well, this is when that red flag goes up and you
Wow.
challenge mind.
Wow.
What's to feel? It just is. There's nothing to feel. Love just
Oh
is.
Oh Lord.
Love isn't a feeling. Love is your natural state of being. So challenge, you guys got to challenge the mind or it'll play with you and play with you and you don't want to do that. It's like the mind is saying, Katie, can you come out and play? No.
Not in traffic today.
No, and you're in time out, buddy.
Wow. That was a fierce mind attack last night.
Yeah, don't,
Yeah, no
yeah.
more.
Challenge the mind and don't give it any kudos. Don't give it any power. You have to learn to use it and not let it use you. So I was looking up some of the frequencies. I think the body has a vibrational frequency of 7.8 or something of that nature. The sound of the ohm has a pretty high vibration. The earth has its own vibrational frequency, and it's amazing, when you look into things a little bit more, what's there? So, but okay. But I think again that it is important now for us to go here in this understanding of the different planes or dimensions and frequencies and vibrations, because that is what's going on, right? That's what's happening. So it is kind of nice that we're going to go there and begin to understand more of what's actually taking place than what perhaps or I have believed in, that I'm on a linear path from A to B to C to D, that and beginning to see the fallacy of some of the things that we hold on to. I mean, not that we can't use them in conversation and different things of that, because that's always going to happen. But I'm talking on the inner understanding of our being that there's more here, Okay, everybody all set? Okay. All righty. And even prayer has a frequency. How cool is that? So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you, thank you, thank you, that the highest form of prayer is silence. Om, Amen, Namaste. Thank you, thank you, thank you.